pizza. Sorry, I had to extend that one out a little bit longer. I forgot to turn the audio on for the Twitch stream. Hello, Twitch stream. How you doing? Corey Vincent here. This is the newest episode of the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Mainframe. Insane in the mainframe. Use that code at mainframe.gg and get, I'm assuming, a discount. I didn't work that out in the details. David, do we get a discount?
Yes.
All
VGB10,
right.
You get 10% discount.
Only
10? Oh, VGB10 is the discount code, not insane in the mainframe.
Can no, I that's a, the catchphrase.
What about 100% okay. discount?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called the five-finger discount.
But it's an online store.
If you could figure out a way to rob an online store, I'd be very, very impressed.
The VGB does not condone robbing any of our sponsors.
Exactly.
Especially
Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and coffee. Don't rob them. If you take one thing from this episode, just don't rob Oblivion Comics and Coffee. They're great people. It's an amazing place. They've been doing open mic nights. Maybe
yeah.
we should go. I've been thinking about going there and working some open mic, some comedy sets.
Yeah.
Corey on
I
comedy?
I would go and yeah. see that.
I mean, this whole show is just a platform where I try my stand-up bits and see what hits, what doesn't.
How's it been working?
You tell me.
Probably not working.
All right, you heard his voice. He's a new character to the cast of this show. He's been on a few of the party episodes.
Yeah, mostly the Christmas ones.
Christmas ones. Yeah, usually I'm not at my best on those ones, but you're going to get me at my best podcast. Marcus, what's going
Hello.
On?
Hello, how's it going, chat? How's everybody doing?
You're going to have to bring it down a little bit. That was an 11.
Okay.
This is like an 8 podcast. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
That's a good two.
No. We're not doing that. We're not doing that here.
Then we're getting an ASMR.
We're not doing that here.
We have to change categories. Marcus, congratulations on your baby.
Thank you. Number two. It's pretty big party now.
Yeah, I know. I walked your kid yesterday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're in the neighborhood to do that.
How's life? How are you adjusting to this full house?
There's a lot of other changes, too. Well, I'm adjusting well. It's
okay.
Definitely a big change, but because I had ear surgery, which you probably don't know, and then I got the...
Why'd you throw that in there as a fact? I had ear surgery, which you didn't know.
Because I knew.
Like,
David knew?
I don't even know, Marcus.
Yeah. Emma knew.
Thanks.
Corey
Thanks,
didn't
Emma.
Know.
I needed
And then,
that.
Unfortunately, the boys got snipped.
What? Your ears?
No. No more kids, Corey.
Wait, so you're going to lead with that?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave with that. You know, I'm a boy and pain and it hurts.
That is a better segue than a single scene in Venom. That's a better transition than a single scene.
Now, if
scene.
I could tell you how the doctor did it with his machetes, going and hacking away.
Wow.
I'm just closing my eyes.
Can we get F's in the chat and maybe a few sensu beans for Marcus's testicles?
Please. The first thing, oh please, that's the first thing he said to me when I saw him, because I saw him like later that day. And he goes, "Hey, you want to see a video of a vasectomy?" And he showed me a video of some guy just going ham on a bush.
It was actually Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, is that what it was?
When he's carving the bush into a dinosaur. I was like, that's what it looked like. I can't see that. I'm traumatized.
This is great content. We're going to get some more great content. Emma Skies back again. You're back.
I have never been so aware of the fact that I'm outnumbered in this room.
What? Outnumbered?
Well, I mean, we're all human.
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah. I know. He's on much more even footing.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't castrated, I think.
That's how it works.
It felt like it, so I can't.
I don't know
for sure.
You got the discount surgery.
In the back alley?
Behind KFC.
This is not improving my mood. I'm in a very bad mood today.
Yeah, we're all in a very angry mood. So if you guys saw the title of the podcast, because we, for the first time ever in history, we know the title of the podcast while we're recording the episode. What are we calling it, David?
We're calling it, Spittin' Venom About Venom.
Yeah, Spittin' Venom, because we each have seen the new Venom movie. And I don't think any of us lot have been too impressed with it. So we're going to have
You mean
to
the
talk.
Movie of the year? Get
out.
Movie of the year, come on.
You're just turning the show upside
mute
down.
You so have the power.
Harsh. I do have the power. I'm tempted. So we're going to talk about Venom and how much we hated it. What else is going on in your life, Emma? You've been all over the social media lately.
Have I?
I mean, I think your hatred for Venom has t- taken over your life.
It really has. No, so we went and saw it last night. I woke up in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. just angry about Venom. I don't know why I woke up. I don't know what was going on. I just woke up and was angry about Venom. And I went on this like 4 a.m. Instagram rant about how terrible it is. I like broke down everything that's wrong. Well, a few things that are wrong with it. I can't go on that long. There's a lot wrong with it.
Sounds like you have PTSD.
I do. I really do. And it's just... And I swear to God, it's my bad mood today is because of Venom.
Why did you let it get to you so bad? Because usually you can keep your emotions in check. I wouldn't call you hard on your sleeve, like let everything get to you type of person. But you've really been.
It was just so bad, and like I went in knowing it was bad. I went in with low expectations, and it's so much worse. Like there were points when I would just turn to the person next to me, and I was just like, "This is terrible, right? Like we're seeing the same thing. This is awful."
Yeah, I saw it over the weekend. David, what did you think? Because you were in the same viewing, same experience.
I thought it was overall pretty terrible with some decent parts.
Can I tell you my favorite quote from you last night?
Yeah, tell me what.
We left the theater and you said, it wasn't all bad. The only parts that were terrible were the parts with Venom.
The parts? What? Yeah, that's... The parts when he was Venom, those are the parts I didn't like.
But really?
But the parts when it was Eddie, not necessarily. It was like, okay, I'll just get it. So I think that for me the best scene was the first fight scene.
Okay, keep in mind if you're in the Twitch chat, I apologize, but we've decided that the movie is so bad and that it's been out for 2 weeks. This isn't blockbuster season. This movie, we're going full spoilers.
Full spoilers.
Absolutely.
So we're going for it.
It's a 10. That's your warning. 10.
That is your warning.
So I think that for me and now that I'm rethinking it, I think I know why this was my favorite scene. It was when he first kind of figures out about Venom. And then the guys break in, and it's the first fight scene, right?
Okay, the one that leads into the giant.
That's one of the good ones.
The giant, terrible motorcycle.
Yeah, scene. We'll get into that. And I think that was the best scene of the movie, for me personally. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm wondering if it was because it was so slow up until that point that I was finally, something is happening.
It took like 45 minutes for that to happen.
That was the longest breakup I've ever seen. They did like 10 time jumps.
Oh, it was ridiculous. The time jumps were weird.
The 6 months later was stupid. It showed 6 months later on screen, and I'm like, I'm out. Fuck this. What? Why? I was just, there's so much wrong.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I've watched the cartoon a lot. I like Venom. I've read him in Thunderbolts and stuff like that. I think he's cool, but I don't remember there being a huge deal about being a perfect match.
No.
Is this canon, or why did they do that?
I never remember hearing anything about that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I'll fully admit, I don't know Venom, but people that I talked to that do know Venom said the same thing.
I like it better because you kind of just kill it for the future now. So now Spider-Man has to be a perfect match, which he would be if they ever do unite the two. But just that part of the character that it could be anybody and it could jump onto this person or that person is huge. And then now you have to worry about, if it jumps on this person, is it going to kill them or not? And I didn't like that part just as a plot line altogether. I hate, and some movies can do it well, but even like Iron Man, you know, when they introduced Iron Man 1, the bad guy was Warmonger, or I can't remember his name.
No.
Jebediah.
Springfield.
Oh, no. Jebediah. I think it was Warmonger. Obadiah.
Whatever the name of his machine
the character was. Warmonger.
But in the first one, there's always just like this thing where the enemy is kind of the hero, but just a little bit different. So it was like mech suit versus mech suit.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I feel like it's a cop-out. Like, give me a real legit villain, has his own identity and powers. So when they made the first one another symbiote that's not Carnage, then it's like, okay, this is...
That was a disappointment, number one, because the whole time I'm thinking, this is Carnage. And then is Riot an actual character? Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Look at me.
I know there's other ones like Toxin and like there's like legitimate badass other symbiotes that they introduced. But I've never heard of this one.
And here's when you were talking about it being a perfect match, it kind of struck like it reminded me of something. The two other ones, the yellow one and the blue one, that they kept trying on different people. they couldn't determine if they were a good match or not. They were just like, fuck it, let's try. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. But Riot, when he was jumping from person to person, he just looked and was like, okay, I'm jumping to that person.
That's true, because he never had any issues.
He never had an issue. There was no dead bodies behind him.
Right. Other than
when, well, that we know
he
of.
Also, yeah, that we know of. And he also had a lot of people to choose from.
That too.
The well, guys, the ones in the lab had whatever poor soul was pushed in there.
Right, well, but if they know I'm going in there and I'm going to die, if I go into that person I'm going to die, then why don't they just go back into their thing and not even try?
Well, the big question is it a time-based? Like, because they're affected over time and right. they're dying. So if they jump early enough, does that person still die?
Probably not. What you're saying.
Because it's not the symbiote that dies, it's the person that dies.
Yeah. But then the symbiote did die, though. Because then, because the symbiote, they explained it, like, really briefly. The symbiote has to be attached to a host in order to survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Correct.
So if it's not an exact match, then the host rejects the symbiote. And then
but it takes time for it to reject it. So it's not instant. It's not like it jumps in, dies. Oh, symbiote's dead.
Well, yeah, because then the symbiote jumps out and the host dies, but the symbiote's still alive.
See, this is why this movie fucking sucks. It's because we don't understand one of the main plot points of the whole thing.
But, like,
not one of us understands.
Maybe it's like the Matrix.
And we're not stupid. I swear.
You gotta plug into the system.
I think the other part that killed me, too, was just the, like, random head biting off and that being, like, a thing.
What? Am I crazy, or did they not once show it?
No, they didn't. Because
they kept
made it
referencing
PG.
That
no,
it
because
was...
they made it PG-13.
Because right. they showed you the...
They can't show you the blood.
The camera angle of Venom going down. Like, if you were the person who they do this...
But they kept referencing head biting off. Like, they're like, well, you just bit that guy's head off. I'm like, he did? Because we didn't. We sure as fuck didn't see it.
Yeah.
And there was not one drop of blood in that
movie.
Well,
I think it's because, like, Tom Hardy even said that all of his favorite scenes were cut out. And that's probably what it was, because they wanted to go PG-13, so no blood. Keep it more kid-friendly. Because
I think
so it's not going Deadpool status. He bites off the head and then spray.
Right.
Like, Kill Bill, you know, slip something, spray everywhere. Everybody's bloody. So I think that was part of the problem.
Because that was one of the things is people kept referring to this as like a movie that the studio interfered with a ton. And that was their main interference, right? They pushed for a PG-13.
Yeah.
They filmed a rated R movie. And then the studio was like, you need to make this PG-13 so people will see it.
Oh, yep, pretty much. Meddling. I think
they're trying to get the kids.
I think what really killed me with the head biting off part was the very end scene, which was the trailer. You know, like that teaser where the guy's robbing the place and then, you know, he's like, all right, I'll let you go. You know, at that point, I was like, okay, this is cool. We do have a true anti-hero then, because he did the right thing.
But he murdered the guy.
He's teaching Venom a lesson, you know. And then he's like, change my mind, rips his head off. And then the lady behind the counter, like, she reacts.
She's like, cool. Fuck.
She doesn't react the way you would if you saw a guy you know literally bite another person's face off.
And no blood on her.
Yeah, no blood anywhere.
That's because there was no blood in this movie.
Because when he bites off heads, no blood. He just cauterizes the wound.
Is it like a lightsaber?
That's it. No blood spraying anywhere.
Like a lightsaber, exactly.
Yeah.
His teeth are lightsabers.
Well, and like when Riot has his blade hands and he stabs people, not a single drop of blood on the blade. They actually do the thing where, like, you know, Eddie gets stabbed through the chest and he starts, like, pulling blood out. But the blade that is still in him... No blood.
It's a stainless steel blade.
I think the
blade.
stainless steel blade. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, in the middle of all of this bashing on this horrible, horrendous movie, I want to say one good thing about it.
Okay,
because there was
a
good thing about
it
that I got very excited about. That as well. But they very deliberately cut out the woman saying symbiote. They cut that line from the movie.
She was so excited.
I was so happy.
I heard her, like, two seats over, jump and squeal when she said symbiote.
Yeah, the first time I heard symbiote, I did think, like, oh,
was
thank
that
God.
On, like, a trailer or something?
In the trailer, they said Jenny, symbiote. Jenny Slate, right?
Is that I don't know.
I didn't watch the trailer, so I don't know.
The scientist woman, that, like, they do the trailer where it sets up what the movie is, and she's like, there's this thing, and it's called a symbiote. And everybody lost their collective fucking minds. So I was thinking, I was like, all they need to do is go back in, ADR, that one word. I really hope they do it. They're not going to. And then they just cut the line from the movie entirely.
Yeah.
Because I remembered what scene it was in. And when they got to that scene, I was like, here we go. And then they cut to the next scene and it wasn't in there. I was like, you know what? Good for you guys. Congratulations. Thank you.
I think one of the biggest issues I had, though, was the plot.
What plot?
Well, that too. There was very little plot. But the idea was that the symbiotes came down and that they were trying to get back home to bring an invasion back to feed on the Earth.
Yeah.
They, again, something that we had to put together as fans that they never really deliberately, like, posted as a plot point. I mean, it was kind of...
When Venom... after they escaped the police and
I
they
mean,
were...
there's a couple lines of dialogue, but I don't consider that, like... Like, there was no... The movie wasn't working towards that at all.
That's true.
So
yeah.
So they say that this is the point of it. Venom's going to go back and bring it. And then that's also what the other symbiote wants to do. So you'd think they'd want to work together.
Right.
But they don't for whatever reason, which is fine. You got to have a conflict. But then, like, just out of nowhere, after in between scenes on their way to a battle or something, Venom just says, like, oh, by the way, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. And then he's like, well, why would you do that? And he's like, oh, because... Back on my home planet, I'm a nerd or something like that.
I'm a loser.
Oh, yeah. He's a loser. I'm a loser from my home planet, so I want to stay here and be cool. Oh, my God. I fucking, my eye, you could hear my eyes rolling in the back of my head when that happened. I was,
Venom's not a loser.
Well, yeah, he never was, but.
I'll write this story better than 2 seconds. Like, the whole thing, it's like. You know, when you're breaking in a horse or whatever, you know, like there's that period where Venom was clearly in control at the beginning.
Right.
And Eddie Brock was just a slave to the symbiote. And then the idea was that through his bravery, through his ingenuity, he would win the respect and it would be a true, like, you know, partnership between the two. That never happened. He just decided, like, oh, I changed my mind. I'm a loser back home. We're buddies now.
Yeah.
Well, and he very specifically says, he's like, why would you? He's like, because of you, Eddie. And like, where is the setup for that?
Yeah.
Because... You guys have said 12 words to each other and they're all like, screw off.
Well, is it because he's in his mind and he knows everything he thinks?
See, that's but what I simply, told myself.
That's what it is. But they didn't
But you
do
have
the
to show
setup.
The audience.
They did just say the one liner, say, hey, oh, I like what you think. And so now I'm on your side. But. Yeah, there was no real setup for it, so...
Because the scene before that was... So, like, they fought... In, like, all the police in a big smoke scene. The big smoke smoke fight. And then they go... From there, they go to the hospital, and he finds out that Venom is basically killing him. And then they separate. And then the next time they see each other, he's like, oh, yeah, you changed my mind. When did you... When? You guys have been pissed at each other, and then separated, and then now you're...
Now you're best friends.
I think all this to say, this is a terrible movie, and like people are fighting on the internet about it's good or whatever. Stop saying it's good. Say you like it, and that is perfectly acceptable. But to say that this piece of trash is a good movie is not true. You can like bad things. That's fine. People love The Room and Tommy Wiseau. He built a career on it. This movie is good in the fact that it's bad, maybe. And that you like it. But don't go around and tell people, oh, it's good. The critics don't know what they're talking about. Don't listen to nobody. It's a shit movie.
It is.
It's garbage. Like, the plot points are just bad. Marcus was talking about when you watched it, you were noticing bad jump cuts. Like, it's edited poorly. It's just a bad movie.
Yeah, bad editing in the beginning. It was in the dinner scene when they're looking at each other and it's changing angles. And he goes from smiling to... serious face, and I'm like, okay, this is not going to work for me. But I'd say that first half of that movie, when it's just him and no Venom, that's the worst part of the movie. I actually liked it more when Venom came in, because the humorous parts, like, pretty simple and dull, but there's some good points in there.
Well, go ahead.
Well, it's not overall, it's not the greatest movie, but I think you guys are pretty harsh on it. Because it sounds like you guys are like, oh, it's 1 out of 10. I mean, come on, it's a little more than that. I know it makes you upset, but
I think it's perfectly okay to like bad things, but don't tell people, don't lie and say it's a good movie. If it entertained, you can be entertained by bad things too.
True.
Surf Ninjas.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen Surf Ninjas?
Yeah. Surf
That's
Ninjas.
Terrible movie. It's actually not rated the worst on like Yahoo movies.
Yeah.
Got a B plus. I'm like, no, that's a D.
Yeah.
D movie. But it has its, you know, funny parts.
I went to the Aftershock Metal concert, you know, recently, and they had a band called At the Drive-Ins. And I watched it and I was entertained, but that band sucked. Like, they really sucked. But I was entertained, and that's what I'm seeing in chat. Someone was like, hey, I saw it, and I was entertained from start to... You may... If you're the type of person who gets entertained by crap, go see the movie. Emma, final thoughts in your review.
All right, so... One of the things that we've touched on a lot but didn't really say, the cardinal sin of this movie for me is that it's boring. An action movie should by default never be boring. And this is fucking boring. Even you could have an action movie with no story to it, with plot holes, but as long as the action is good, you know, it'll be entertaining. The action is bad. The fight scenes are bad. The motorcycle chase scene, which was very clearly supposed to be like their big, like, yeah, here we go. It's a horrible, horrible chase scene. How do you fuck up a motorcycle chase scene through San Francisco?
The longest chase scene ever. I thought they were going to end up in Sacramento. That's how long they were driving.
Well, the unfortunate thing is, if we actually understand motorcycles, those cars wouldn't have caught up to him.
Yeah.
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 That's reality. That's why I don't like any scenes like that, because motorcycle would tear those cars apart.
And the like inconsistency in what damage was doing, like they had those drones and it hit an SUV and blew it to fucking shreds. It hit it was going for Venom. He threw up a car door behind him and it like dinked off of it, like, yeah. It was nothing.
And the car door is fine.
And yeah. The car door is fine. And then like the scene at the end, like the big epic fight scene that's supposed to be, you know, your pièce de résistance of the movie, was bad. The CGI was horrible. We were talking about this last night.
It was pretty short, too.
It was actually way too short. That was the problem, because you have
spent all the time on the car
lead up.
Yeah, right. On the car scene. You spent a whole budget on that.
They have all this lead up, and then it's like, okay, you win. What happened?
Nothing happened. And, like, they had... We talked about this last night. There was that part that was a very good idea, where Riot and Venom are fighting each other, and then, like, you can see inside of them that Eddie and Drake are fighting each other. And that scene, I was like, that's a cool idea that looks like garbage. The CGI on that was so bad. That was like Matrix Reloaded.
Last issue I have with that final fight is that Symbiote with the healing factor, I can understand, like, to a limited degree. Like, he shouldn't be invincible, and there's no damn way or nothing I've ever read that says a symbiote could bring someone back from the dead. And he got fucking impaled through the middle with a big fucking blade. Like, not like a little sword, you know, where, oh, maybe it missed his heart. No, it went from, like, he was looking like from Marcus's non-existent testicles anymore to my beard. Like, all the way. It was a big fucking blade through him. Yeah. And then he stayed that way for minutes while the symbiotes did stuff. And then the symbiote slinked back and then came back to life. And at that point, I was like,
Did he really die?
Let's impale a real human being and find out how long you've
been. KGB does not condone doing this.
I don't know. See the test on it. I'm sure there's
And they don't explain how Venom survived that.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. Explain that. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, or however long later.
Because they make a big deal about Venom for some reason telling everybody his weaknesses, and he's like, fire will kill us.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just fire, it was the frequency, too.
Right.
It was like the classic, like, villain, like, explains his whole plan. Oh, yeah, if you want to kill me, you need to use loud noises and fire. And it's, why are you just spouting out your...
They're best friends. Come on. He's in his head. It's horrible. Give him a break.
His head, but for some reason doesn't know who Annie is. He had to ask Eddie about
that. That's true. Boom. That's a good point.
I have so many issues with this movie.
I think the biggest thing with the movie for me, and we could talk into this, is the next segment. So I think we're about ready to wrap up on Venom. David, last thoughts before we get into the next part.
Oh, Emma took so many other good ones. I think it was just... It was boring to get started. It was like a breath of fresh air when we finally got a fight scene, and then after that, it's just full of really crappy dialogue. Venom was way too funny to me. I don't remember Venom ever being like that comedic. And then just plot hole after plot hole. It was just frustrating.
I think the worst part was that they did some after credit scenes. First one, and like we said, full spoiler, people, so...
Oh, the first one was shit.
First one was, like, the only actor I cared about, actually, from the beginning. They had Woody Harrelson coming in as... What's his name?
Carnage.
Kane, or whatever his real name is, yeah. But Carnage, essentially.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was kind of cool. That should have been the first movie, probably, just done well.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, they played, like, I don't know, four, 5 minutes of the new Spider-Verse movie. And this is where we're going to have some debate, because I was so mad from Venom that when I saw Spider-Verse that was connected in any way, even that the same banner that's flown under, I was like, fuck this movie. And then I watched it, and then I was like, oh, this is a kid, it's clearly made for small children, and so I'm really not going to go see it. But Emma, you can tell me I'm wrong.
I can. So first of all, I think you are giving it a bad rap because you were so mad about Venom.
No, for sure. I was pissed.
Like, this is like being mad at the entirety of the MCU because of Thor: The Dark World. Like, if you saw Thor: The Dark World and you were like, everything else in the MCU can suck a dick.
That's harsh.
But so,
here's the thing. I actually kind of like Thor: Dark World, but
wow, we'll get into that the second time.
Ant-Man. We'll call it Ant-Man because I did
whatever
say that
you
way.
Didn't like.
Okay,
that was the second Thor.
Second Thor.
That was, yeah,
that's a little point.
Yeah,
little
point.
Was,
but
yeah, not the best.
So you weren't here when we talked about it, but I actually saw the first 35 minutes of the movie at Comic-Con, and it's good. It's really good.
So my,
it's not
my concern, and is that it looks like it's for kids. Like the part that they showed was like, okay, at a graveyard, whatever, it's sad, boo-hoo. I didn't really get the feels from that part. But then, you know, Peter Parker shows up, and then he's got to get him from here to there, and he's like dragging him, and he's hit his face, hits the concrete, and you know, it's like a bunch of slapstick humor.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't like slapstick humor. I think
I didn't find it interesting either. I was pretty disinterested in. When I saw
they
it.
Chose a bad segment,
they
I think.
Chose an interesting segment to put in there, especially following that movie. I think what makes that particular scene work is that leading up to that graveyard scene is like a solid 10 minutes of just downer shit. Like the 10 minutes that precede the scene that we saw are dark and depressing. Miles is going through the hardest thing he's ever gone through. It's a comedic relief that I think in the reference of the whole movie will make sense and will be welcome.
And I think you phrased it really well when you were talking about this last night. Is it's like the original Titans,
right?
Like cartoon, or like you referenced something another cartoon,
Avatar: The Last Airbender,
where it's like it's definitely meant for kids, but adults can watch it and not feel like they're watching Dora the Explorer.
I hope so.
Absolutely. And it's one of those that, like, it's for adults on another level than it is for kids. Because kids will obviously enjoy it.
Right.
It's made to be accessible. I won't say it's made for kids. It's made to be accessible for children. But there's a lot of stuff in there that they won't appreciate or they won't understand because they're just, like, pretty pictures in Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, I just watched Full Metal Alchemist, and I don't really consider that. I mean, it's a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Right. For kids, but it's not really for kids.
I think... The parts that they showed, and I want to preface because in chat I hear them, they're already saying, like, just because it's made for kids doesn't mean it's bad. And that's true. That I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but I'm saying
He's saying it's trash.
What I spend my money on happens to not usually be kids' shows. So I'll see it for free later on down the road. But if I think it's made just for kids, like, I'm not interested. And from what I saw of it, it looked like it was made just for kids. So I'll revisit it when they come out with better trailers and things like that. And but the one thing, another thing that's going to kill me why I don't think I can go see it in theaters is because I hate the animation style they used with the, like, the frame drops or whatever it
that's
is.
That's part of it, too. I didn't like the animation style.
I love it.
I think the animation style is cool, but the frames. Like, why can I count the frames? 1, 2, 3. Like, it's not... It's jumpy looking. I don't care for that. It's like you're watching a flip book.
True.
I think the story makes up for a lot of that. Because we were talking last night, like, when I saw it, it was not done being rendered. There were parts of it that looked like gray blobs, you know, just lines because it wasn't finished being animated. But the story was so good and the story pulls you in so much that I could, like, I wasn't even registering any that the screen looked like shit because it wasn't finished.
The parts that were finished, were they that animation style or was that okay? So.
Yeah, no, that's the animation style of the whole movie.
Okay,
I didn't notice the frames the way you did, so I don't know about that.
Oh, you're a console gamer, so you're accustomed to max of 60 frames per second, anyways. In
not
my world,
really.
Yeah. Well, not even.
Not.
Yeah. No, you're not
realistically
even.
No.
Yeah.
There's not 60 frames a second.
You don't suck a dick.
No, I play console. No, he, I don't have a problem with it.
He's a console player.
I admit it.
He's a hardcore console player.
It's okay to have less frames. There's not, like, my life doesn't magically change, like, oh my gosh, I got 60 more frames. And
mine
now
does. Mine actually does.
Yes,
you
I
think
don't
it does. It doesn't even help you play, though.
It does.
Ah, what are you talking about? Damn.
Sensu beans and jazz. No, you don't even know me, bro.
I know you.
Sensu beans. Know.
You got double the frames and half the skill.
Oh! I got nothing.
So, I got a story here. Marcus being on the show is perfect because Marcus is a good friend of mine for a long time now.
So he thinks.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think.
Until 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's true.
But he's like a deal hunter. He is crazy when it comes to like Black Fridays and any kind of like special promotions. Not only does he know how to best capitalize on it, he knows how to like, you know, play dance on that system of the line. You know how I consider myself a
social engineer? Yeah.
He's like a retail engineer?
Okay.
No, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're a retail engineer. Actually, you're a real engineer.
He's a real engineer. Yeah.
Real engineer.
He's a licensed engineer.
He's a legitimate real life engineer.
Yeah.
But he's also a retail engineer and
life engineer.
That just doesn't sound good.
Life
retail engineer. You know how to buy clothes. You know how to buy underwear.
You buy stuff so well. Like, how many...
You're the best at buying things.
How many consoles have you bought in the last year?
Year? Well,
maybe
it
2 years.
how you consider bought or actually keep.
Or a so. Year.
type or is year. A construct, Corey.
There's a lot of definitions.
You buy a lot of consoles.
Not too many.
More than the average person.
Probably more than the average person.
We've been
place. Admittedly say that, yes, more than the average person. Probably two.
In the last year, but okay, let's go a little bit further. Like the last 3 years.
Last 3 years? Probably six.
37.
There we go. That's the sweet number. He's buying them. He plays them. He returns them. He gets another one. He upgrades. He downgrades. He goes sideways.
Well,
he gets a pink one. He gets a blue one. Like,
well, I usually trade them in when they get really good value, and then I buy when they're on sale.
He sells high and buys low.
I was about to say, you're like an insider. You're like a stock trader.
Yeah, for video games.
Thank you. That's what I was
looking
for.
Pretty much. That's what it is. Like,
for insider trading.
There was one game I bought. I never opened. It was the crappiest Call of Duty, The Ghost. Bought it for $5.
Worst.
I was like, I never opened it. It was for PS4. And so I go in and check one day. I was like, holy crap. It's trading in for $20 at GameStop. Sure. Take it, please. Like, I mean, generally they give you crap for your for your games.
Yeah.
But that was one of them where I netted because of my the Pro Gamers Club or whatever they have. Ended up getting like $23 with like their bonuses and stuff, and I'm like, well, went from 5 to 23. Great. Like,
I think it's because you're patient and you play the long game. Because you recently gave me the advice that GameStop is running a promotion, which is good until this Sunday. So if 31st? You're listening to this, is it the 31st?
Or is it 28th?
The 31st is Wednesday.
28th.
The 28th is next Sunday.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the 21st, which was Sunday.
No. It should be the 28th or 31st. It's okay. One of those two.
Well,
it's not that soon.
Not like any of us has a computer.
Irregardless. They're doing a promotion to where if you trade in your old school Xbox, you'll get $200 towards the Xbox One X.
Which is a great value.
Yeah.
The like OG Xbox?
The OG Xbox. So get $200.
Day one, the day one edition.
Wait, what?
$200.
You're not?
Like the OG Xbox from 2000?
Yeah.
The black fat one.
I'm never getting rid of that thing.
Why?
With your power
because
brick.
It's mine. And it's nostalgic.
I used to be nostalgic.
I still play it.
Well, no, I used to be nostalgic until I was figured out, hey, you can get better stuff when you trade in your old crap for good value. Like, there comes a time.
But my old crap has good value to me.
This is electronics, though. It's an Xbox console. It's not a teddy bear that you were given at birth. This is, like, just electronics.
I mean, it may as well be. And a teddy bear is just stuffing and fabric.
I didn't take you as someone who's so sentimental.
Oh, 100% I am.
Really?
I'm actually in the market for an RCA to HDMI. So I can actually hook up my original Xbox and stream from it.
No.
Hell yeah.
Why not just use the backwards compatibility? I know they don't have all the games.
Because they don't have all the games.
They're going to get there. And then you're going to be like, well, I got my RCA cables. My TV doesn't even have RCA jacks.
what am I going to do?
That's why I do RC to HDMI. Component.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Gosh.
That's where your money goes is in the connectors.
It's like 15 bucks.
I had the day one edition, too. So this was like... If you wanted to
See,
get attached
keep
to
that
it,
shit.
I just
or give it to me.
It's gone already.
It's gone.
I hate you.
I traded it.
Oh, you're a bad person.
This is what we did.
You're
though.
A bad person.
I mean, I feel pretty good about myself. I have an Xbox One X now,
and he has Fallout crap game.
Here's a pro tip. If you're gonna do this, if you're gonna trade in your old console, even if it's an S, and go up to the X, if you,
you
can,
get $250 for your S,
if yeah, you can detach that's what I'm looking yourself, at me now.
Detach yourself from worldly possessions, like
Never.
Emma. And
I'm materialistic.
You're a hoarder.
Yep.
I brought the Xbox in to GameStop. They tested it and everything, and I was like, okay, I want to get the Xbox edition with Fallout. And he was like, oh, I can't apply your discount to that. Because in order to get the boost, you can only upgrade to the generic Xbox One X. No yep. extra games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, you get State of Decay.
Yeah, whatever. You get no extra games.
Okay, that game is not the greatest, but you still get a game, technically.
It's entertaining.
Is it the Venom
like
of games?
You could like bad things, Corey. You could like bad things.
Get it, Corey.
It's not the Venom of games. Superman 64 is the Venom of games. But I tried to push him a little bit. I was like, so there's no way we get around this, bro. I mean, I used to work at GameStop, homie. Do you know I'm social media for SF Shock? You know what that is? You know, I tried all the tricks. I did everything.
It's like you can come behind the counter, and you're like, oh, I'm not doing that.
You get a GameStop sticker.
We tried everything. He said no. I text Marcus as he's doing the trade-in. Like, dude, they're not taking it. What the hell, dude? What's going on? You lied to me, bro.
First, I was like, you didn't bring an HDMI cable. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Come on. I did forget the HDMI cable. But that's besides
the point. But go on.
So Marcus has this genius idea. We happen to have a GameStop like less than a mile away from the GameStop I'm at. So he's like, trade in yours, get standard edition, whatever one, doesn't matter, but get a gift receipt. And then go immediately over to the other GameStop, return yours, and then get it on store credit, and then buy the one that has Fallout. And I was like, is that really going to work?
Because I read that people do that, and so that's why I knew it could work. So
it ended Fair up enough. Working like a charm, and I got into like the acting part too. So when I was at the first one, I asked for the gift receipt. I was like, oh, this isn't for me. This is a gift for, you know, some for my nephew
after he
so
was
I
need, fighting for the other one.
I'm going like, making these elaborate stories. Yeah,
like,
I don't think you need to go that route. Just say gift receipt.
When you're method acting Jim? And the guy behind the counter could not give a shit about what you're doing with
that's
Xbox.
The thing is they don't care. Just say gift receipt.
Yeah,
okay, like whatever.
And I did the same. I took it straight to the other one. I was like, yeah, my mom got me this one. And like, because
it's like, sir, you're 30 years old.
Cut the crap. I know what you're doing. Just
do you still live in your mom's basement, even though they don't have basements?
I mean,
here?
I'm buying an Xbox One X, so it's safe to assume I might live with my mom.
It's possible.
In her garage, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have basements.
There's no basements in Sacramento.
So you traded in your OG Xbox. Can you trade in an Xbox One for this?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is.
No, that's what I traded in.
It is not. Okay, so OG Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Oh, my God. I even clarified the year. Oh. I said from 2000.
I didn't hear that.
I mean, it could have been out in 2000.
Oh, my God.
I have selective hearing, so I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it,
Corey didn't hear it. David.
See, that I would trade in a heartbeat.
Okay.
That I would trade in a heartbeat.
Oh, your Xbox One.
Yeah.
Oh, an Xbox One X. I might actually do that.
Yeah.
I
do that. You should. And when you do, use this little trick of the trade.
That's if she wants a white one and Fallout 76.
Well, can somebody in chat please back me up that I said 2000, please?
I think you did. I just
Nobody pays attention to me. Nobody listens to me here.
Well, I said I have selective hearing. Well, actually, I can blame it on my left ear because I actually don't really
Yeah, are you making fun of Marcus's, disability?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't hear on my left ear and you're giving me crap.
Which one, the ears or the testicles?
Oh!
So harsh. That hit low.
It did.
Yeah. Luckily, when what I found stupid about this whole thing though is that the one without any games is $500, and then the one that comes with the game is $500. So why wouldn't they just let you do that? So I felt justified in cheating the system, and I feel like anybody listening to this should do the
same.
Well,
it's just a different color, and it just came out,
and it comes with Fallout 76.
Yeah, it's hot. I'd probably throw that game away personally. I'm not a Fallout fan.
You'd throw it away? You wouldn't, like, trade it in?
No, I'd probably sell it.
It's a code, so...
I'd say, hey, Corey, you want Ball Lot 76? He'd be like... Heck yeah.
I need to be careful, though, talking, you know, teaching people on this show how to cheat the system, because on YouTube, a guy is getting sued now by the developer of Fortnite for doing pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, snap. But it's because he monetized, and he's making money on it.
So, Emma, do you have the details for this one, or who is
it? Let's see. My phone's at 1%. I have details, but my phone is at 1%.
She has all the details. Pray for
me. If you need me to stall, I have plenty of theme songs.
Oh, we don't need that. That's not necessary.
Well, sure? He's just...
But, okay, so basically, this kid... I mean, he's not a kid. He's a grown-ass adult. But I specifically didn't put his channel name in the notes, because I'm not promoting this dude. But he runs a channel on YouTube specializing in mods... like mods for Fortnite, teaching people how to use these mods, promoting these mods that he sells, cheats essentially, not just mods, they're cheats. So like aimbot,
yeah,
he'll like sell aimbot hacks to people
and teach you how to install it.
Teach you how to do it. Yeah. He will specifically go after what they call default skin players. So players that look like they don't, you know, they just got the game. They have the default skin.
So they don't know.
So he'll go and troll people that just got the game.
Okay.
And so Epic is suing him.
So he could weed out the good players from the bad?
Probably the new ones.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, if you're using the default skin, you don't have any extras, you don't have any accessories, you probably just got this game.
I've had the game for years, and I just don't put money into it. So
fair enough.
I never put any money into it.
Fair enough. And then, so he then is talking about, what did he say? He said, quote, "I almost feel like I'm being discriminated against by Epic Games. Oof. You know, I'm just a kid that's making you..." He's 22. "I'm just a kid that's making YouTube videos, and a lot of people were enjoying this, and it blows my mind how I can upload a video that will entertain people and then allegedly be sued by Epic Games."
Well, he's selling the mods.
Yeah.
So that's... it's not just uploading videos. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have gone after him.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's selling it, now there's value.
He's making a living, probably.
And he has almost 2 million subscribers on YouTube, so it's not like he's, you know, giving this to his 5 friends around the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his response there is the sign of just
entitlement.
The times. Entitlement. I'm the victim. I'm being discriminated against, not looking outwards to what they're... I watched a stupid video. I don't know why. I fell down the YouTube rabbit hole, and if it's got a catchy title, I'll click on it. And this one was... pro-choice guy kicks pro-life person.
All right.
I was like, yeah, let's watch it. And not because I, before that gets twisted, not because I side with either one adamantly, but more just I was like, what the fuck? Like,
he just likes watching people kick each other.
I do. I really do.
Well, haven't you seen Idiocracy, Out My Balls?
You just want to really hammer those
out my balls.
Don't talk about hammering.
That doctor I hammer those balls.
Damn.
But anyways, he's dumb. He was like, he was a hairstylist dude, pro choice, and he was out like with a marker, like ruining people's clothes who were protesting. And so there's a camera on him, and then he gets into a standoff with a lady, and they're, you know, throwing out the generic arguments that everyone does. And then he like saddles up for like a karate kick. He doesn't look like a karate guy or anything. And then he just throws a kick. And, like, the camera flies, and you hear, like, everyone around go, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
I've seen that.
And you hear him, but all you hear him say is, I meant to kick your phone. I meant to kick your phone.
Did he say hi-ya when he kicked?
Pretty much. You might as well have. He's, like, and what blew me away about the whole thing was, like, okay, regardless of what you were trying to kick, you were in an argument with a person you fundamentally disagree with. That's fine. But then to, like, kick them... you should go into apology mode, and you realize that you're a fucking idiot, and you need to, like, deal with the consequences of what you just did. But to then turn it into, like, you're the victim, because, he didn't say sorry one goddamn time. No.
Typically, people like him probably say, it's not even his fault, like, you just walked into my foot. Like, your foot's up in the air swinging around, and it's your fault that you walked into my foot. Like, just say, I'm sorry I kicked you. Like, it happens.
I've only seen the gif of it memed.
I haven't even seen it.
And it's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. So I have no idea the background, but I just been laughing my ass off at somebody kicking the camera.
Yeah, I think that's what caught me in the title, Special Cases Says. Like, it was like Roundhouse Kick. And I was like, what? A Roundhouse Kick? I want to see a good street Roundhouse Kick.
I'd probably watch it if I saw a Roundhouse Kick.
Yeah, like Roundhouse Kick, you automatically click if that's in the title. But it was his reaction. And then when I hear this guy, you know, you're clearly a scumbag. You know, not to say you're beyond redemption, but you're in the wrong here. Don't turn yourself into the fucking victim, man. Just do something right. Take onus for your responsibilities.
That's not what that word means.
Did I not?
No, that's what that is.
I thought that was.
I mean, whatever. It's a weird way to use it.
I'm getting better.
Whatever.
I'm getting better.
Corey's own English. Who cares?
Corey's own English.
I'm happy.
It's not quite the Queen's English.
I'm happy that this dude's getting his. I hope it works. I hope others follow suit. Because cheating in games is just bullshit, dude. Games are for fun, and to cheat, to go outside intentionally and help other people do it too, it's just toxic behavior. It ruins the whole point of what the games are for.
It does. So.
And he tried to make some excuse, like, or some defense. Like, he was like, well, I don't condone cheating in competitive play. No, I don't cheat in competitive. And I tell people not to do that. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Probably a bunch of crap because he's making money. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
No, reality is, like, I don't mind cheats as long as it's on your own, like, separated private game, like, with you and your friends.
Like your couch co-op. Like
a private server. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
You remember putting in all the cheat codes for the games, like single player games. Like, it's fun sometimes.
Like Game Genie.
But in multiplayer,
yeah,
that runs it fun for everybody. And how do you find it fun? Like, oh my gosh, I want a 64 kill streak and I'm the best in the game. It's like you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's auto aim the entire aimbot for the entire game. So
you're at that point just getting off on the fact that you're ruining other people's experience.
Yeah. And that's pretty trash. So
What else we got in the news?
Speaking of people being mad.
Yeah.
Rockstar got in some hot water.
Are we just talking about angry stuff?
Talking about angry shit. Rockstar got in some hot water.
Just rant. No, they didn't. Yeah, you're being dramatic. You're clickbaiting us.
Hot water. Oh, well, I know what she's...
You said the same thing an hour ago. We were talking about this. You were like, yeah.
Oh, I think she's going to talk about the 100 hours.
Yeah. They did get in a hot water, and then they came out and they clarified, no. It's not everybody that's working 100 hours. It's me and the rest of senior staff.
So to start this off, take it back. Dan Houser, who is the co-founder of Rockstar Games, did an interview with New York Mail.
Was that rewinding?
That was rewinding.
Rewinding the tape. Okay.
I thought it was a side effect.
I thought he was just mad.
His broken balls.
It could be. We don't know. It hasn't been proven yet.
What was I saying? Houser. His name's Dan Houser. He's the co-founder of Rockstar, and he did an interview with New York Magazine. And he gave a quote in I didn't write it down. He gave a quote in the interview where he's talking about the development of the game, and he basically said there have been multiple 100-hour work weeks put into this game. And like, it was Polygon did an article, and I like the way they phrased it. It was like, at best it was flippant, and at worst it was bragging. Of like, oh, we put 100 hours, you know, we're working our developers 100 hours a week, and people lost it. It went crazy.
It's good because, like, Telltale recently just had their huge thing, and you see the negative effects. Like, these people were probably putting in 100-hour work weeks and then all
just got fired.
And they weren't getting paid overtime.
So fast.
And they didn't get severance.
Yeah.
So this kind of blew up, and then a lot, you know, game developers picked it up, and then gamers picked it up, and it's this... Because it's not just Rockstar. It's an epidemic within
the industry.
Yeah. Crunch culture is a very real thing in game development that people are sort of like the mainstream is just sort of, or at least consumers are sort of just catching on to as being a thing of where, you know, you get to a point in a game where you know, game comes out in 2 months and you're not done. So your developer is working 100 hours a week. They're not getting paid overtime. They're not getting to see their families. They're not going home. They're sleeping at their desk.
Well, I think that's actually a lot of industries, not just gaming.
Like, I think Silicon Valley, like,
well, because I know for getting plan sets out, like, I go into crunch time, but the fortunate thing is it's like I chose this non-salary job, so I get paid for my overtime. That was, you know, perspective-wise, but I know there's people in my industry that go salary, and they put in the same amount of time. Obviously, they work for a different employer, but then they don't get paid for that, and they have to put in the extra time, and it sucks. So it's kind of the... It's out there in a lot of jobs. Like retail, I mean, you think of Black Friday, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, they get paid, but that's some hard work for people going into retail.
Minimum wage folk.
And dealing with some crummy people, man. Like, the crummiest people, just people.
Marcuses of the world who are out there just trying to scam everybody for... What?
No, I buy everything online on Black Friday now.
It's Cyber Monday.
No, it's not even Cyber Monday. It's like, it's Black Friday, but you buy everything on Tuesday.
Ooh. Yeah,
like that's the first Well, it started on Wednesday. Actually, started on Thursday. Then they changed it to Wednesday, and so I started buying on Wednesday. Like, but now it's getting worse and worse, and so like I don't care as much anymore because it's more impacted.
It was pretty bleak there. All the major, you know, outlets were ready to just jump down Rockstar's throats, but then they did some damage control.
They did. Yeah. They clarified.
And So, what exactly was their story?
That. So, go ahead. I was just gonna say. So he came back out and he clarified, like, no, none of the developers worked 100-hour weeks. When I say that we put in 100-hour weeks, I mean me and a few other of the senior level staff members.
They were like story writers.
Story writers, right. Yeah. We put in 100, and it was all volunteer.
I would say probably there's other people they're not crediting that probably worked 100 hours that they probably don't recognize.
Yeah, so
that's the sad part.
Well, see, at that point, you have to kind of look at how much you trust Rockstar.
But to say that volunteered, yeah, everybody that's working overtime, that salary, not getting paid, yes, of course, it's all volunteer.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get into the part of, like, this being part of the culture is, like, wearing that overtime, wearing that crunch time like a badge of honor and being expected because you see other people doing it and you're expected. If your boss is doing it, you should be doing
it. You're like, oh, no, I'm going to get fired, so I got to stay here another 40 hours and... It's a crummy culture.
That's why the labor laws protect us, because, you know, we get these jobs and we live by them. Like, that's how we make our living, and we don't all have that confidence to just, you know, risk that. So if someone suggests, hey, buddy, we really, really need you to work, but you don't have to. But it would really, the whole fate of our company and game depends on, you know, this. But don't feel
like you have to.
Yeah. It's the Lundberg thing. If you could come in on Saturday, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, and Sunday, by the way, I'll leave the door open for you.
Yeah, so like there is that unspoken pressure to be like, so I genuinely want to believe this. There's not people coming out of the woodwork saying, and I feel like if there was.
Because they're still working on it.
Well, there's got to be some disgruntled employee or something who would have said something, or a former employee who would have, you know, said like, "Oh, it's like this all the time at Rockstar. I was here for GTA 5 and blah blah blah."
Well, no, I actually saw something on someone that worked on like GTA 5, and they wrote about it, and it's like, I used to work for them, and yeah, crunch time sucks, and we don't get paid for overtime.
Really,
and put in a ton of hours. Like, there's other people out there in that industry that are getting shafted. Like, it's unfortunate, but. Happens a lot, and I read something they wrote, like, they're looking at, they need to unionize.
Yep.
Like, that's the direction that's probably gonna help them, because they're not getting respected, and that's unfortunate. So, because they do all the hard labor.
Yeah, and I have a feeling there's probably a mentality of like, oh, there's so many coders and programmers out there these days. Like, you're replaceable, man. Yeah.
That's the unfortunate thing.
How many people would love to work for Rockstar? We're GTA, motherfucker. Like,
that's... And probably what they think.
If you listen to developers, that's exactly what they all think. They're told that. They're like, if you don't want to work on this, there's 1,000 other people that we can hire right now that do.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what unions were created for.
Esports is very similar. I feel like I'm lucky to not work for one of the scummy ones, but, you know, you get drunk at the parties and you hear the other employees, you know, from different segments of it. And esports is that thing where there's always a kid who will do it for free. You know, a lot of the stuff. And so that's kind of always looming over your head, that there's some 16-year-old hotshot who will come for your job if you're not on your toes, or, you know, they die to work for these game developers and teams. It's just a hot industry right now. I really want to, like, stay away from these types of stories with Rockstar, because I don't want to change my opinion, and I don't... Because I want to enjoy this game.
That's why I'm not buying the game. I support the people...
Me too.
What do you is there any more hype stuff going on with Red Dead that you guys have heard? I think, or is it all out there?
It's pretty much all out there. We got the install size. It's a 90 gig install, roughly. It's like 89.2 on PlayStation and 88.56 on Xbox.
That sounds about normal.
Yeah, it's light.
90s, like, that's becoming the standard.
You think that's a lot?
I think it's
90s, honestly, becoming the standard, because you got to think of the 4K. Like,
wasn't Halo like over 100?
Well, yeah, because it's 5 games
that were created like 20 years ago,
and because it was so big,
yeah, that's true.
And because it was so big, they let you choose what you want to install and what you don't, so you don't have to install 100 gigs on your Xbox.
Okay,
that's true. From what I noticed,
suck it.
pretty much everything's around 100 gigs. And then you think of expansions, it's just going to get bigger. So
I just downloaded the Call of Duty, the new one, on the PC, and it was over 100 gigs. I think David Webb put it in our group chat. I paid about $1 a gig.
$1 a gig, yeah. $100
for the game. That's a bad deal you got there.
It's pretty fair, a gig.
And you still have Gamers Club unlocked. You're still doing that.
I think for Red Dead, though, it's totally understandable that the game would be even over 100 gigs with all the stuff they're saying, like the size of that map, the decision-making, it's 4K compatible.
Those horse testicles.
Oh, don't say testicles.
Yeah, man. That's a sore word.
It's right a sore, sensitive subject. Sore subject over here. It all comes back around. I want to thank everyone who's in the Twitch chat for watching this show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I saw a lot of new faces, a lot of new subs. We had some new follows on there too. So if you guys are in here and you have not yet and you enjoyed yourselves, hit that follow button. And if you feel inclined to, give us a subscription. You can do it for free using your Twitch Prime account or your Amazon Prime. Just link that bad boy up. And if you're listening here and you like what you heard and you want to go back into the archives, take us to work with you, you can download our podcast, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Baby Maker, French Fry. Lobster.
You're reusing some of these.
Am I?
Yep.
You say Baby Maker like once every other week.
It was my nickname in high school.
That word sore, too.
I have a feeling that's not true.
Is that a low blow towards me, Corey?
But you are the Baby Maker, man. You got two now.
No, he's banned from Baby Maker.
Yeah, I'm banned.
What else we got here? Oh, and if you guys listen to the podcast each week in and week out, and you want to interact with us in person, you can do that on twitch.tv/videogame_bang on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. That's when we record these. You can get into the chat, just like Special Cases, Rurutude, The Dude, Lost Sheep, who else we got? Osmond, Canine Fang, Pocket Asian, all these guys, Winchester, Steven, I'm just giving all shouts out. We can just keep going for days. But thank you to these people and many, many more who make the show entertaining, drop their little 2 cents in. And then sometimes we plagiarize what they say and pass it off as our own thoughts. That's my favorite thing to do. Emma Skies, what's your stream schedule looking like this week?
Tomorrow I've got Dead by Daylight at 7 p.m.
And spoopy! Then, you're doing spoopy streams.
Spoopy indeed. And then I'm off for the rest of the week.
Okay.
I've got the big Halloween costume things going on.
Oh, cosplayers love Halloween, I hear.
They do.
I hear that's their favorite thing to be told. David, what about you? What's your schedule?
I'll be streaming on Friday.
All right, what are you playing?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. I might do more Minecraft.
When are you
playing? Why? More when Minecraft? Am I playing?
Why Minecraft?
Just go play Forza 4.
If I download Forza 4, I might play that. Dude. So Minecraft or Forza? So either really, really, really good graphics or blocks.
All right.
Either A.
All right.
A fun game.
Tough choices.
Or cars.
Cars?
When cars. Did they put cars in Minecraft?
Yeah. Hey,
Marcus, what are you promoting, man? You got a book coming out?
Maybe.
Safe Could sex? I... promoting safe sex.
Yes, I am. Just find it on Amazon. Just click the link above.
No, thanks for coming out, man. You did super well. There's regulars we have on the show. I'm not going to name which ones that you are killing right now.
Cord?
It was me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
why I love you.
Yeah, I love you guys too. Do we have anything else to promote? TwitchCon?
We'll be at TwitchCon.
Yeah, we'll be all over TwitchCon. So if you guys want to meet up, I know we're going to hang out with Pocket Asian for a minute. We have to, contractually, mm-hmm. since he single-handedly funds the show. I think he's a majority owner. So we're going to hang out with him.
He's setting up like a VGB meetup at TwitchCon?
If there's demand.
Yeah, it's like a little, we'll be at this fountain at this time.
A fountain? Why a fountain?
Because maybe it's just something small.
All the things that popped in Emma's guy's head, we're going to go have a...
There's actually not a fountain at the Santa Fe convention.
Is it a water fountain, or is it just like a drinking fountain? We're going to be at the Northwest drinking fountain.
We're going to be at the drinking fountain.
On the west corner, South Hall.
We're going to pour some gamer subs in there as we're drinking. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So hit us up on Twitch for TwitchCon. Also, we have social media. You can interact with us all the time. We check it. We have a Discord channel. You can get in there and use all of our emotes and stuff, and you can hang out with Pratt Gamer and Special Cases and all those dudes who are in there every day. And Twitter @VideoGameBang. Let us know what you like about the show. Let us know what you didn't like. We love when people disagree with us on Twitter. So if you have disagreements, hit us up there first, and then we'll copy and paste the URL to our private chat and laugh at you, which tends to be what we do.
Yep.
But that's it for Marcus, David, Emma. My name is Corey, saying you just been banged.